Roy Silver talking with Ralph Houck, going in five. Ralph Houck, you were associated with Casey Stengel for several years now. How would you describe him?
Well, Casey was a very prominent man wherever he went. I think he was a great baseball manager and a great figure. There's nobody going to be able
to... Well, Ralph, would you describe him as a manager?
As a manager, he was a fella that demanded the most out of his ball players, and he loved to win, and
all managers love to win.
And he had a lot of ideas that maybe some managers didn't have. He played the platoon system, which I guess he probably used more than anybody in baseball. He moved men around, and I thought he was a very good manager.
Ralph, you're stepping into his shoes now. What did you learn from Casey Stengel?
Well, anybody that was associated with Casey in the way I was as a coach and talked as much baseball as I did, which he loved to talk and I loved to talk, you're bound to have some of his ideas be entrenched in your mind.
For example?
Well, certain things like where to play hitters, or certain things how to handle certain types of pitchers, or where to throw the ball. Then again, you might have learned the way he made his lineup sometimes, using that heavy hitter to lead off with and using another man to put him in on the defensive end. But little things like that, and just talking baseball with him, you pick up quite a few things.
Well, Ralph Houck, you had opportunities last year and the year before to manage elsewhere in the major leagues, and you turned them down. Now, why did you turn them down?
Well, I think mainly because of the fact that I was with the Yankee organization all my life. I knew everybody in it, and I knew the players and the organization very well. And I kept thinking to myself, of course, that someday Casey might retire, and that there was just a possible chance that I might be given a little consideration, although I never had any idea that for sure that it was.
Ralph Houck, it's early to ask you about changes as far as players are concerned, but let me ask you specifically about two coaches. You've worked with them, and certainly you know in your own mind what you're going to do. What are your plans about Frank Crisetti?
Well, actually, I'd rather wait and talk about the coaches when I've had a little bit of time to think this thing over.
But you've worked with them and lived with them. I'm pressing you. There are two. There's Crisetti and Ed Lopat. We ask because you know these men.
Well, I'm not going to make any decisions today on the coaches, or I'm not going to announce any. That's going to have to come at a little later time.
You've been a Yankee your entire baseball life. Now, what does it mean to you to be a Yankee?
Well, to me, to be a Yankee, you have to have team spirit. You have to go out on that field every day with the intent to win, because we have got to win here in New York to keep the interest, and that's what the public wants, and that's what
but
the Yankees want.
Isn't there something just
for
a little different that applies to every team? Every team wants to win and must keep interest.
I have never played with any other club, but to me, being a Yankee all my life, when we go into that clubhouse, there's one thing that we intend to do that day is win. And we like to take pride in the fact that we think we're the best ball club in the country, whether we are or aren't. And we try to instill that into the young players when they join us. And if you can get that thought in mind to all the players and play as a unit, well, you're going to win a lot more ball games than you lose.
Well, Ralph Houck, as always, the very best wishes and good luck in your new assignment. This is Cliff Evans reporting. Now back to Monitor at Radio Central.